Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hey, everybody.
Shane here with DailyAstroCat.com.
And I'm Carrie, and we're here with spring allergies. Don't you love them?
Oh, don't brag. Anyway, so, hey, today's Sunday, and it is March the 26th. All right, so, do you have a mooncat flow for us?
I sure do.
All right, let's go.
Today is Sunday, the 26th of March. I'm Stella, and I'm in the mooncat flow. Joining me today is that devil, Sirius.
Hey, make that handsome devil and you'd be spot on. How's everybody doing?
Sirius, Willie and I had an encounter with Mammon yesterday.
I know, but he's always lurking. That's not what I'm interested in. I want to know more about the porpoise you were going to ask Neptune about.
But Mammon was gone for so long, Sirius, and now he decides to appear? I'm afraid.
Did you not hear what I just said? Mammon was here the whole time, Stella. Record-breaking profits, high inflation. Sounds like greed to me. Stock buybacks, layoffs. Mammon. That stuff can get stuffed, sis. I'm here for the fishtails. Why a porpoise? Are they cute or something?
No, they actually look rather dangerous.
It's the year of the rabbit. I mean, why not one of them?
Well, they have a cuteness factor, I must agree, but I don't think the rabbits would be very good conversationalists based on the literature out there.
Huh. Well, focusing on today, Stella, I think that great conversations are very much a part of this vibe. It's a good day to think about getting fit, creating a unique piece of art, or for sitting around talking about porpoises.
I saw a mammon, Sirius. Willie saved me. He bit him.
Oh, good. Hopefully he flung him back into the abyss.
No, the sun did that, just as Mars showed up.
Willie's bite probably weakened him. He carries the favor of Venus, after all.
Do you really think so, Sirius? I think you're making this stuff up. It's a pretty good story, though.
Listen, Stell, this is a pretty upbeat week, okay? We can really push the envelope here. It's a rather Aquarian vibe that is coming from this whole shift in Pluto's energy. That may explain the resurfacing of Mammon. It's his last hurrah before the reformers begin redistributing some of his ill-gotten gains.
That goes pretty deep, Sirius. Like Mars in Cancer deep.
All right, so Mars in Cancer deep, huh? That's pretty deep. All right, so anyway. Hey, you know, it's Sunday. It's springtime. You can hear it in my voice. Anyway, Sunday and the moon is in Gemini all day long. Today has a very positive feel to it. It is creative without feeling oppressive. Well, what do you know? Actions accompanied by words today will have the lasting effects that you desire. Be mindful of a commitment to better health. Okay? The color for today is gold. I don't think we ever have gold as a color.
No, it's usually not just like strict gold. It's usually golden something.
Like gold or veins and marble crypts or something
or some gilded nonsense.
Right.
Never strictly gold.
So, hey, trying to achieve greatness, many folks can be tempted and misled down the wrong path.
Dun, dun, dun.
Use a direct approach today. Hey, get busy. Prioritize the project and take care of the static afterwards. Too many things take us away from what we want to do. Wants versus needs. Deciding on what is the most important will help sort this out. And avoid the spirits, unless you are invoking them. Okay? So, all right, guys. That's all we got for you today. We do have a birthday, James Ehaw from the Smashing Pumpkins, guitar player, and a Perfect Circle, born in Chicago, Illinois. Who would have guessed? You want to guess how old he is?
I have no idea.
He was born in 1968.
There you have it.
There you go. So, you know, not bad. Almost a good birthday. Anyway. Today is a five.
Happy astrocatting.